Hey friends, this is Shadima, also known as the Type A Hippie, and this is the Type A Hippie Podcast, GCast episode 18. And I am here with a good friend, Jennifer Simons. And I have a funny story because you guys know I always have funny stories. So this is how we met. We both did Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So we're both certified holistic health counselors. And we had been corresponding and kind of engaged with one another's life on social media, right, Jen? Like,
yeah.
And then One day she was in line at Whole Foods, and I walked up to her, I think, and I said, "Are you Jennifer?" She said, "Yes." And I was like, "I'm not some creepy stalker, like I promise." And then I introduced myself to you. And that was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, at least. And the funny part was I saw you and I had been staring at you the whole time. And I was thinking, okay, I really hope this is her. Otherwise, she's going to think I'm seriously a creeper.
Isn't that so funny? Like when you know people, it's like, oh my goodness, I just spilled something. This is early beginnings, right, friends? Humble beginnings. So I'm in my home office and I just spilled tea, but that's okay.
It's real life.
It's real life. We just keep going. So that's so funny that we met in Whole Foods, because I met someone else in Whole Foods in Santa Monica when I lived in California. It's Koya Webb. And we were just talking, you and I, yesterday, and I mentioned that to you because you guys both have, well, amongst other things, like she's a lovely human being and so are you, the vegan thing in common.
Yes.
So anyway, tell us about who you are, Jennifer, and how amazing you are, and then we'll just kind of talk, because that's what we do on this podcast.
Well, what I do, I suppose, is different than what I am, but I am a licensed massage therapist. I'm a Reiki master teacher. You mentioned the health coach. Mm-hmm. I also do kettlebells, personal training, and recently I've just really become very outspoken about self-care and putting ourselves first. Especially this day and age in our society, I feel like we really neglect ourselves. I'm an avid traveler that feeds my soul, constant curiosity. I'm just, every day is an adventure. And that's how I live it.
I love that. And it's so true. She's also being modest. She's also an intuitive and is really great at blending and mixing essential oils. And so we have that in common as well. And so I watch Jen's posts on social media and I'm like, you know, the quote that comes to mind is, all those that wander are not lost, right?
I love that. Yes.
And it just, you know, we connected, she and I connected, when did we connect? Probably in November. So She was actually a safe space, which is something that we've talked about in this podcast a lot of, you know, creating and cultivating that community and the fellowship that we crave, because we weren't created to be alone, I don't believe. Even those of us that are introverts, and we get energy from stillness and solitude, yet we are created for community and connection. That's how we're hardwired. And tell us about like the travel and how you connected with people there and still were able to be in stillness amongst all what was going on.
Sure. When I started traveling, I used to do the safe kind of travel with somebody and, you know, familiar places throughout the United States with a large amount of, you know, tourism and such. And I got into manifesting, and my friend created a manifestation journal. And I decided that I wanted to go to Thailand. So I put that in my manifestation journal and I thought about that. As a massage therapist, it's always been a dream of mine to go there and learn it from the source.
Sure.
So within weeks, actually, something came up and I was able to book the trip. And I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. At the time, I was in a lot of turmoil in my personal life.
Sure.
So I think I had a little bit of a Liz Gilbert moment, you know, eat, pray, love. Bail, let's find spirituality, let's go on a journey, let's run away and forget everything. And that's what I was attempting to do. Fortunately, what happened was very quickly I realized that you can't run away from your problems, because when you're alone in a country and they don't speak your language, you don't have anybody there, you are more present with yourself than you can actually handle. And for the first time in my life, I was actually in a moment where I wasn't someone's wife, daughter, friend, coworker, employee. And so I finally had the time to really just sit and be, which, I mean, that's not easy. I know that sounds, it sounds easy to say, but it's actually really terrifying to, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and go, oh crap, this is my fault in this way. Or,
that's right.
You know, this is what I've done for years that's led to this, or, you know, things like that. So I kind of, it was kind of like a drug to me a little bit, because like I said, that was the first time in my life I actually felt myself. And it just kind of spiraled from there. And it's been nonstop ever since. And for me, I saw a quote, and you may have seen it, I posted it recently, that traveling isn't about running away from someone. It's actually about running to yourself.
That's right.
And I love that about it. And it's something that I found that feeds my soul. And you know, and I tell people that, and they look at me like I'm crazy, because in our society, travel is viewed as a luxury.
Sure.
And I get it. To a certain degree. There's very cheap ways of doing it, which I do. But it's necessary. Like, that's my checks and balance. And it's just a lot of fun.
I love that. And I remember when I was in some spiritual turmoil myself, and I would say that my soul was slowly dying. And it sounds very dramatic, and yet that's the truth. And that was the truth of my own experience. And it was about 10 years ago. And I moved to a little over 10 years ago. I moved from Ann Arbor to Las Vegas. And my mom said some rendition of when you, how did she put it? She put it as when you go, there you are. Type of thing, right? And I didn't get it until I connected with my people there, you know, people who were interested in spiritual matters and not just sitting in meditation for 14 days straight, living it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's a dream.
No.
You right? Like, it's, and living it, right? It's like, I went to a yoga class this morning and there was, she said, your yoga begins when you roll up your mat and walk off of it, right? It's like, this thing of, you know, we're here because we're not all there, and like kind of figuring out what that means to you. And right. I loved what you said about that stillness, because you're absolutely right. When I attempt to run away, like I'm exactly where I was. Like I just haven't gotten far enough, you know, and I've been in a place myself as well where I felt so uncomfortable in my own skin. And then there was like such a, you know, moving to Vegas, there was such a steep departure. The divine really redirected me about 10 years ago. I'm kind of a couple months shy of a major milestone in my life of major spiritual growth. And, you know, it's so huge. There's something else. I need to start taking notes when I'm talking to people that are so fascinating. There was something else that you said that, made me think. Yeah. So you've been talking a lot about self-care, and I love to bring up self-care. So in between the difficult conversations that I highlight on this podcast, self-care is a mainstay. And I feel like I'm drawn to it because there is a lot of advocacy work, right? I mean, there are so many opportunities to get involved with something you're passionate about, something that's going to help better the planet and better the lives of people who you have the blessing to cross paths with. But that can't be at all. It can't be 100% advocacy, right? It can't be 100%
right.
Difficult conversations. It can't be 100% pain and desperation. There has to be that lightness, that joy, that fun. So where's your favorite place? Like where, and maybe that might be too tough. So top five, I'll give you this. Top five favorite places. And I will even do this. And I'll say places in the state of Michigan, that is a give me. So you don't even have to include that. Yes. So Jen and I have that in common. That's how we realized we were like connected and soul sisters.
Mitten sisters.
Mitten sisters, because I was like, oh, no wonder you're so rad. Duh. You're from Michigan.
Yes. So,
and we didn't know each other when we both lived here, but we definitely connected in Vegas. So top five places that you have visited.
That feeds my soul in particular?
Yes.
Or
yes. Or anything. All... Or anything. Like, it could be that something significant happened to you personally or professionally. It could be the view or the skyline or the landscape. It could be anything, you know. The coffee was good, the vegan options were amazing, whatever.
There is a temple, or what's known as a wat, in Chiang Mai called Doi Sitap, and it's absolutely exquisite. I mean, just breathtaking. I forgot how many stairs you have to climb to get there.
Wow.
Never ending. But once you get up there, it's just this beautiful gold, just, I mean, you feel like it's a spiritual moment. Even if that's not your realm or your spirituality or dogma,
sure,
you can't help but feel just the peace and the love. And I remember I'm almost crying right now. That's how ridiculous I am. I just remember my eyes just started watering because I just could not believe I was in this place. And there's actually a point that overlooks the city of Chiang Mai. And it's just breathtaking. So spiritually, that was definitely at the top of my list. Chiang Mai in Thailand will always hold a special place because that was, you know, the place that I really finally met Jennifer. Sure. And I discovered who she was and her voice. New York City, hands down, one of my favorite places in the entire world.
I love New York.
The energy.
I was just going to say
it feeds me. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I literally, from the minute those wheels hit the ground, I am buzzing. It's just, I can't explain it, you know, and the people have gone with me to New York are like, what the heck? Like, who are you? Because I'm just like, wow. Like, I love it. And, you know, I just got back from Paris for the first time, and Paris is kind of like New York, a little bit on steroids. People are much more reserved and maybe, you know, not as friendly. Mm-hmm. But the history, the architecture, the art, I mean, you just feel like you're just in a very special place. And stateside, one of my favorite places also is Portland, Oregon.
I've never been there.
Vegan Mecca. The people are nice. The coast, the mountains. Pretty much any time I can be in the mountains, I'm very happy. And I feel the most natural. I know that ocean does that for a lot of people. I do love the ocean, don't get me wrong. But for me, it's the mountains. They, like, actually call to me. Which is nice. You know, here in Vegas, we have a little bit of that.
Totally. Well, and it's so important to be true to you. You know, it doesn't really matter what works for other, like, yes, we can appreciate it together. And at the same time, it's like, what speaks to you? Touching back on the spirituality you said in Thailand, you know, that's something that I feel, and I talked about this once on another podcast on self-care. Like, when I look up at the sky and the sun is shining, it's like that connection, right? And then
yes,
New York City, it reminds me of the Jay-Z, Alicia Keys song, Empire State of Mind. There is just this energy that's palpable, like, that I'm
it's
like,
just fierce.
Oh my gosh, I'm here, you know? And where I may have been reserved in other arenas, like, I'm no longer, like, I can do anything when I'm in New York City. It's it's insane, just the thought of it.
It's instant confidence. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. I used to work in PR, public relations, and so all the beauty books or the magazines are in New York City. The bulk of them are in New York City. And so I would go, and I started going with my boss, whom I learned so much about the business and just relationships through her, because I was at a boutique firm in Las Vegas. And then I started going on my own. And it's so funny because she was like a proud mama when, like, I finally went on my first New York trip, and I'm like, oh, I got this, you know, because I just got this flair when I'm in New York City. It's like, I don't need to eat. I'm not advocating. You guys know I'm all about taking care of ourselves, but it feels like I can just get through the day and, you know, I am just flying and I don't need coffee. It's just, I'm golden, you know? Okay. So you said Thailand, you said New York City, Paris, Portland, and what's your fifth?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I have to have a fifth. I would have to say Australia.
Nice.
I visited three different cities there. And the people are just so beautiful.
That's cool.
I don't know. It was just awesome. You know, I went to the Great Barrier Reef, which is extremely special. It's currently a pretty sad situation, but I highly recommend people, you know, visit it while they can.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the wildlife there is just so crazy and bizarre. You just see things and you're like, how's this normal? So I guess from that angle, it was, it would definitely be in my top five.
That's cool. So Australia brings F45 fitness to the U.S. and the
world.
They
do.
And I've been trying to get you to go over to that studio. It's kind of a hike for you.
You're calling me out.
But when they expand, only because I think you'd just be so amazing. Like, your energy is amazing. You already know kettlebells, you know, and you're a coach at heart. Like, that's just what you do. You help guide people in their lives where they are, and you meet them where they are, which is so cool. So when you are, so besides travel, which is a huge part, one thing that struck me was that you had mentioned a manifestation journal. Can you kind of walk us through that and what that looks like and what someone can do? So let's say, because I love how you honored that everyone's budget's not created equal, right? And so people have responsibilities, whether it's a partner, a spouse, children, ailing parents, or, you know, children or family members, student loans. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of us have those still. Seriously, what a bump. Chima, why did you even bring that up? Now I want to cry, you know? Medical bills, like any number of things, like life happens, right? And so how do you manifest? How did you get there, and what can we do? Because I just won a passion planner.
Nice.
Yeah, right? On Instagram. Like, those things really work. I've won a couple of really amazing things on Insta. But so I'm taking notes myself of what you're going to tell us, so that people at home that have a journal, right, or have a planner or have a hybrid – can make do with what they have, and then let us know about if there's a specific brand that you particularly like. Like, how do we get this magical Jennifer manifestation magic going?
Yay. Well, I just want to back up real quick, because you did say something, and I tend to get really stuck on this. And this is something that I tell my clients a lot of times, because we often view self-care as luxury. Mm-hmm. We don't have time for that. Or perhaps we feel guilty if we put ourselves first, which, as we all know, kind of need to do that.
Yep.
And what I tell my clients is, how can you show up for your spouse, your children, your parents, your boss, your friends, everybody else who's depending on you, if you don't show up for yourself first?
First.
So that's why I'm kind of a big advocate of self-care. So you touched on that. I just kind of wanted to elaborate on that. So with the manifestation journal, my really good friend, Kelly Bennett, has a company called With Brave Company. She's here in Vegas. And we had a connection kind of like you and I did. She was vegan. I knew of her. She had a website. I saw her around town and I walked up to her and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Jennifer. And she's like, whoa. And we just clicked, and I entered, she was giving away a free manifestation session, Skype session, and I entered it and I won.
Woo!
I know. And it changed my life. It really did. So the way that she does her manifestation journaling, and I don't know the price. I do believe they're reasonable, and she's just, come out with beautiful journals. She's just changed them. It's pretty awesome. Every morning I pull my journal out. And I draw a line down the middle. And on one side, I say what I need to do that day. And the other side, I say what I need from, and you insert, you know, do you God, universe, divine, almighty, whatever works for you. So today, you know, I have to go to work, I have to this meeting, I have this, that, and the other, you know, all the normal stuff that we have to do. And then on the other side, perhaps I need support, you know, and maybe it's gonna be a really tough meeting and I know that I need some patience or that I need some extra love to get through this difficult, you know, meeting. Maybe my boss's meeting, you know, whatever it may be. So in that column, that's where I'll ask specifically for that support. Or some days I just write an open letter to the divine, like based on how I'm feeling, you know, perhaps I'm not feeling adequate that day. You know, we have those times where we feel a little unsure about ourselves and maybe I just need some extra support there. Or, you know, maybe I'm concerned about money and maybe this is my time to write out some affirmations for abundance.
Sure.
To kind of change that energy. Within that journal, I'm also holding space and allowing my goals and my dreams to live. So what do I want to be in 3 months? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that sound like? 6 months, 12 months, etc. So that my energy and my vision is actually living somewhere rather than just tumbling around in my brain over and over and over and going nowhere. I can actually physically see it. Now, for me, what I prefer to do at the end of every day before I go to bed, I pull my journal back out and I write 3 to 5 things that I'm grateful for. Whatever happened that day, I'm grateful for my health. I mean, you can be grateful for your cat, you know, whatever it is, it's attracting that energy for gratitude. Right. And at the end of the week in Kelly's journal, we have wins for the week. And that's where we make the list of all the things that we've celebrated that week. And sometimes they pertain to work or personal life or reconnecting with a friend. But the thing is again, we're building up that gratitude momentum. And it's also a great space to have. When you're having a day that you don't feel so great, you can look back through your journal and go, why do I feel like crap? I totally aced that meeting. I got that promotion. What's my problem?
Sure.
And again, redirecting that energy and expanding rather than contracting. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's a lot of information.
But it's so good because, you know,
changed my life.
Yeah.
It really has.
It sounds like, I mean, the fact that you put that in the manifest journal, right, about Thailand, and then you ended up going there and finding a way to do it on a budget, right? It's like balling on a budget. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's always a way. And there's something that I'm not yet ready to, I can talk to you about it offline, but once I make an announcement to everyone, something that I'd put out there in terms of travel myself, that I'd never been to this place, and it's happening. It's happening in February of this year. And
yay!
I get to be doing something
awesome.
Pretty amazing while I do it. And so I'm sort of sad that I'm cryptic right now. And at the same time, I'm not, because that's kind of where it is right now. But
right.
I'm really excited because you're absolutely right. Our thoughts are so powerful. And I know of people who, so when I was diagnosed with lupus, which you know about, and I've been more vocal about it just to be helpful to other people, I never once said I have it, ever. I always just said I was diagnosed, which is a thing.
Right? I love it.
And so yes. I never really owned it. I would kind of put it out there only when I thought it might be helpful to somebody else that was struggling. And when I talked about essential oils, because they were helpful to me. And again, the oils don't treat, they don't diagnose, blah, 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 blah. You're welcome, FDA. So
I was going to say, suck it, FDA.
I know, right? Ugh, so annoying. So I never owned it. Like, I didn't put it on like it was an identity. It was just kind of like,
no.
It likes to hang out with me because I'm a rad chick, you know? Duh. Who doesn't, you know? But thoughts are so powerful. I remember I had reconnected with a high school best friend and we were trying to make plans for the end of the year. And I was like, we probably are not going to, like, I was annoyed, you know, I was like, we probably aren't going to even see each other before the end of the year. Do you know, we never saw each other at the end of the year.
No.
If it wasn't one thing, it was another. And I was like, I manifested it. Like, I put this out there and that's what happens, you know, cause the universe is really working hard to give me what I put out there. And when I put out there the stuff that's contrary to what I want in my soul or in my heart, even the idea of want, you know, that's something that I'm kind of reconcile, you know, or this idea of desire instead of just stating something as it is, you know? So I've been doing manifestations this whole year, which
Good.
it's only been 5 days, but I'm really happy
Hey,
because
that's huge. I
I
mean,
wrote a list of 27 27 affirmations. So I shouldn't say I've been doing manifestation. I have been, but it's more positive affirmations because that's what gets me in trouble. And so I've been reading these 27 affirmations about love every morning. I didn't this morning, but I will during the day. And so, and I tend to do it twice a day, so in the evenings as well. And it's helped me feel more empowered, which I think is
Yes.
really important. And that's something that I heard in your story when you were talking about travel. Like, it's easy for people, especially women or people who identify as women, right, to be like, oh, well, I don't want to travel by myself because it might not be safe. Like, all this stuff.
Well,
And
society doesn't really support that. I
totally.
mean, we could have a whole other
Oh,
conversation
yeah. And
about
we'll talk some
comments
more.
I've encountered. It's, yeah.
We'll
Sorry.
talk. No, well, and see, I feel like I have the best guests ever, even in this podcast infancy. And so I have wanted to reconnect and talk more with every single person that has been on here.
Awesome.
So it's such a gift and such a blessing. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, society is the problem too, and then we feed into that, which further confirms, right? It's this self, what is it? Fulfilling prophecy.
Yes,
And
and we
then,
shrink ourselves.
yeah, oh
Yes.
my goodness, we could talk forever, Jennifer. Seriously,
Yes,
because
sorry.
I just did, I record a weekly meditation. I'll send that to you. And it was about taking up space because I had an epiphany 2 years ago where I was like, I have been playing small to accommodate other people so that they feel more comfortable around me and in my presence.
I
And I'm
call it
like,
embracing your too muchness because
yes.
I know I've been told I have a really big personality,
Yes.
I'm assertive, and all these qualities that women aren't supposed to be. I'm too much. And I've had men, I've dated men and they're like, "Oh, like you're just too much." And I'm like, "You know what? I am too much." And I embrace my too muchness. I love it. We should all be allowed to be too much.
We should all be allowed to be too much. So I
Give
found,
ourselves permission.
right? I found our quote, a quote that you probably love as well. So I'm going to read it. And then sadly, Jennifer has her life to go back to. Well, this is her life, but the next thing on her agenda, the next thing that's happening, that's she's manifesting. She has to move on to that. And sadly, I have to move on to the next thing too. But we will reconnect, and Jennifer is going to, I'll put it in the show notes, how to get in contact with her if you are in need of a personal trainer, a coach, someone that can help you. Say you are considering more green living, so meaning you are interested in adding more greens to your life, like greens to your plate. She is definitely someone that I would avidly and affectionately and empathetically direct you towards, if you're considering even like vegetarianism or veganism, because she knows a lot about that. She's done a lot of research and she lives the lifestyle. And I'm gonna add this and she'll probably laugh. She's one of my favorite vegans because I can eat what I eat alongside her eating what she eats. And there's no judgment, only love, right? Because
Yes.
that's how we roll. That's how our friendship's been built on love and respect. So,
Absolutely.
okay. So I'm gonna read this quote, and then, as we all know, I'm going to read a couple of stories out of one of our favorites, Humans of New York stories, and then we'll wrap up. And so Jennifer has given me all of her social media. She is your Jen underscore Simons underscore, right? On
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. And then Facebook, Jennifer Simons.
Correct.
So she has a lot of fun. You can live vicariously through her, but also start your own path so that you can do and live what you love.
And create your life with your thoughts.
I love that. So here's a thought. Marianne Williamson, one of my favorites. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, Jennifer, before moving on to the next part, I just want to thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
On the fly, she was able to join, and I'm so glad that we got a chance to talk today.
Me too. So much fun.
Awesome. So I flipped open, and randomly this little kid is sitting on a stoop, which looks like in front of like a library or school, and it's it. So they ask the child, what's your greatest fear? And the response, getting a lobotomy. So that's kind of,
it's a legitimate concern, right? I guess.
That is something to think about. Then what looks to be a mom and a child. And it says, this morning he asked me if he was still not allowed to say what the F-U-C-K, which I think is hilarious because he looks like he's maybe 7. So apparently
that's awesome.
He learned about that, and he's aware that he's not supposed to say it. And then this picture, and it's so amazing. So it's a woman with her poodle, and then another woman. And so one says, this is my neighbor. She only speaks Mandarin. So we've never had a conversation, but she's brought me a handful of candy every day for 20 years. And oh, so, beautiful. Right? This is New York. This is New York City. And yes. I just love that we can still communicate with one another, even without words, and inspire one another, and just kind of the circle of like that connection that you were talking about and Marianne Williamson is talking about, and this next quote. So I honor the place within you where the entire universe resides. I honor the place within you of love, of light, of truth, of peace. I honor the place within you where when you are in that place in you and I am in that place in me, there is only one of us. So friends, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. My name is Chidima, also known as the Type A Hippie. Namaste.